بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رضا شاہ ربیع الاول شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب ادام اللہ فیضہم. ٹائٹل از خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا. خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا. جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا. جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا. دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا, دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا. کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا, کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا. جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا. ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو, ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو. جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاک گریباں نکلا, جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاک گریباں نکلا. درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے, درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے. شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا, شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا. نعرے شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو, نعرے شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو, اور نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا, نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا. بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت, بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت. خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا, خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا. زاہد خشک جو تھا, زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے, زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے. حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا، حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا، ہائے اس قطرے دریائے محبت کا اثر، ہائے اس قطرے دریائے محبت کا اثر، جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ دریا نکلا، جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ دریا نکلا، خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر، خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر، خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر، دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا، کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا، درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے، درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے، شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا، شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا، جو تیری بزم میں محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا،
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. First we'll translate this wonderful poem for our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damallahu Fuyudahum. But tricky poem also. Agar main nahi samjha to main puchunga inshallah. Ya Hazrat mentions khak samjha tha jise lale badakhsha nikla. A person who we regarded as nothing at all. He was like khak, his sand. But eventually he turned out to be the diamond. He turned out to be a very, very valuable gem, stone. Hazrat says that جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا. The person who turns away from the company, from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't have this love of Allah ta'ala in his heart. He doesn't sit by the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرا و پریشان نکلا. Whichever way this person goes, he is in پریشانی, he is in worry, he is in distress. This person is never ever happy in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person a heart. There are different parts of our body, different limbs in our body. We've got our eyes, our ears, all the different functions, and they've got all functions. The eye has got a certain function to see. The ear has got a certain function to hear. And they have to be used for what Allah Ta'ala has created them. A person can't use his ears for seeing. So Allah has created it for a purpose in an object. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heart. And the heart, the object of the heart is to love. It's like how the eye sees, the ear hears, the mouth speaks. So the heart loves. So it's obvious every single person in this world has to love somebody. It's impossible you don't love somebody. You have to be. And Allah has made every single person a slave, abd. We have to be a slave. By nature, man Allah has created him a slave. And he has to humble himself before somebody. Now we've got a choice. We can either humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we can humble ourselves before shaitan. We can humble ourselves before somebody else. Muhabbat and love also we can have. We can have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we can have love of something else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But definitely in your heart, there has to be love. Allah ta'ala has created the heart for love. Definitely there has to be love there. Now a person must choose, whose love does he want? Does he want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or does he want the love of makhluk and creation? There is such a big difference between the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of creation. For example, our Hazrat always mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliq, he is a creator. And every single thing in this world is makhluk. So if you've got love for makhluk and creation, makhluk is going to die one day. But khaliq will remain forever and forever. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, Hazrat mentioned a beautiful example. Hazrat says that there are 3 classes. First is third class, which is dunya. That is, a person mustn't even think about running after dunya. It's third class, it's got no value at all. If you don't leave dunya, dunya will definitely leave you. You have to leave this world. And you are leaving nothing with nothing at all. When a person enters the world, he comes in the world with what? With nothing at all, completely naked. When he leaves the world, he leaves completely naked also. Only because of respect for the person, you put on 1 kafan for him, 2 pieces of cloth. Otherwise you leave this world with nothing at all. So if a person is putting his heart in the things of this dunya, he is a foolish person. One beautiful example was given of one youngster. He is sitting, a small 5-year-old youngster, sitting by the beach. And he's building his sandcastles. And now he's building it, but his heart is not in there. Because he knows he's enjoying it, he's building it. But he realizes that as soon as the high tide will come, and I'll move away from there, at the end of the day his father comes, "Come my son, we are going home." He holds his son's hand, and they start moving away. And he's watching his sandcastle there. And he sees the water coming, and going over the sandcastle, and going right into the ocean. He laughs, because he knew it was going to happen. He was an intelligent person. But that same man now, he was 5 years old at that time. Now he's 30 years old, 35 years old, 40 years old. And now he's sitting and making big sandcastles. All these big, big buildings he's making, it's a sandcastle also. And now that person is thinking, he's got yakin, I'm going to live forever and forever. So who's more intelligent, that small child or this person, this big person? Because now he's building that castle, and he's got so much of hopes and aspirations, and he's forgetting, I'm going to leave this world. I have to leave this dunya, I'm going to akhirat. So now a person must think, all of these things are sand. So if a person is running after sand, then he's a foolish person. He's putting in his heart sand. But one is a person is putting the Khaliq, the creator of everything in this world. So who, if a person is intelligent, definitely he will choose Khaliq over the makhluk. He will choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the creation. So if you've got love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've got the Khaliq in our heart. And the Khaliq will never ever die. The Khaliq will remain forever and forever. Allah will remain forever and forever. As Hazrat mentioned, the third class is dunya. Don't even run after dunya. The word dunya in Arabic also comes from the word daniyun, something which is low. The lowest, it's so low the dunya is. And a person is running after the day. And today, unfortunately, in the whole world, it's this waba, this plague of the love of dunya. Everybody is running after dunya. The object of life is dunya. And we can think about it ourselves. That when I wake up in the morning, the first thing, what is in my mind? What is my thoughts? When I'm reading namaz, what's my thoughts? So then we'll know where our love is. If our love is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who's speaking also himself, this is for myself firstly. That where is our thoughts going to? Then the person will know exactly whether he's got love for akhirat or love for dunya. So that is love of dunya. That's the lowest. And because dunya is in front of us, we have to continuously make effort that to get this love of dunya out of our hearts. The second level, a higher level, is love of akhirat. That's very, very mubarak and blessed. What Allah has created in akhirat, the enjoyments of akhirat, jannat, and the hurs of jannah, and the enjoyments of jannah. And this dunya compared to akhirat, one person one day, he made a lot of effort in this dunya. He got a lot of gold. So he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat says, this is from the Lal Kitab. See, so it's just an example to understand. So he made a lot of dua, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much of effort I made to get this gold, a whole bag of gold. Oh Allah, please allow me to take it to Jannat. If I get Jannat, I want to take this bag. So anyhow, his dua was accepted. So when they passed away, they buried him with that whole bag of gold, massive bag of gold. Now he came by the angels. So the angel said, what's this here? You can't enter Jannat with this. Something is foreign. It's customs here. So he said, no, please, I got already ijazat permission. So the angel said, let me go find out. So the angel went, found out, came back. And you say, okay, you are allowed to go through, but I first have to check up what you got inside there. So you open it up, very, very happy. He's got his gold there. Very wonderful, shining gold. So the angel looked at it and said, oh, you brought some building bricks. Because in Jannah, the building bricks, one brick of gold, one brick of silver, that's building bricks. So in Jannah, gold got no value also. You understand? So if a person now is like a person going from here to Dubai. So now he makes effort, he takes a whole big bag and all his house bricks, he puts it inside there. And he says, I'm taking something valuable. And he goes to the airport there and he opens it, he got bricks from South Africa. See, a person will laugh at him. You should have brought money, you should have brought some currency of that country. Then you are valuable. So dunya is of no value at all. So we're running after that gold and the silver. What value has it got compared to akhirat? So this is the lowest level. And then higher level is akhirat. That also is very, very mubarak and blessed. But one stage higher than the day is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi in Tafsir ibn Kathir is mentioned in one narration that there are three groups of people. On the day of Qiyamah they will come. The one group, they will all be awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala. The one group of awliya will come and Allah will ask them that, my banda, that what, how did you spend your life? They say, oh Allah ta'ala, we fear Jahannam. We fear the punishment of Jahannam and all the chains of Jahannam and the snakes of Jahannam. And we fear all of these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because you fear these things and you worship me, I forgive you and you are going to Jannah. I will save you from the fire of Jahannam. So they are one level, the lowest level. Then a second level will come of people, and Allah Ta'ala will ask them, my bandas, what did you do? They say, oh Allah Ta'ala, we worshipped you, we wanted Jannah, the enjoyments of Jannah, the hurs of Jannah, the pleasures of Jannah, the rivers, the houses, and all of these things. So Allah Ta'ala will say, my bandas, you worship me because of these things. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant them the highest levels of Jannah. Allah will save them from Jahannam. And then a third group of awliya will come, whose faces will be the brightest, the most amount of nur on their faces. And Allah Ta'ala will ask them, they say, oh my Allah, we worshipped you only for your muhabbat, only for your love. And this is the speciality of the Khanqah of Hazrat Hakim Sadam Barakatum and our Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sadam Barakatum to get the highest level. Other places, mashallah, people make effort towards akhirat, frightened for Jahannam. But here we are taught the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and this is the highest level. And a person has got the muhabbat and love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, so we should really appreciate it. So anyhow, then Allah Ta'ala will say, my bandas, when you worship me for my pleasure, I've given you my pleasure. You will attain my pleasure. I will never ever be angry with you again. And Allah will give them the highest levels of Jannah, much more higher than the other two groups also. Allah will give it to those people. So the muhabbah, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, the ashiks of Allah Ta'ala, this will be granted to them. So this is the highest level. Akhirat is second level, but highest level is the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we should make effort for this year. Once Hazrat Mawlana Imamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was walking and there was one person crying behind him. He had given a bayan and he had come out. So one person was crying behind. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali turned around and he saw him crying. He walked front again. And after a short while, again he turned around, and again he walked front. And a third time again he turned around, and then he walked front. And then Hazrat asked him, that, why are you crying? So he said, Hazrat, I've got so much of love for you. I just got intense love for you. So to have love for the awliya Allah is a very, very great thing. And through the love of the awliya, you will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just to teach him a lesson, Hazrat said that, you know, if you love me, very mubarak, blessed. But what if you love me, and another person loves me, and a third person loves me, and a fourth person loves me? How can I make qadr? How can I appreciate that love? I can't appreciate. How much can I appreciate? I'll show a little bit of muhabbat to you, finish. I can't really appreciate that love which you have got for me. And the second thing is, I'm going to die one day. Tomorrow, today I die. Tomorrow, who are you going to love? But he says, if you turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you've got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah will make qadr, and Allah will value every single person's love. The person has got love for Allah ta'ala, Allah will value your love. And I can't, well, how can I value that love? And the second thing he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hayyu al-qayyum. He's living forever and forever. He will never die. He will never come to an end. So rather put your heart towards him, because Allah will never die. Today you've got love for somebody. Our Hazrat mentions always an example of that Hindu person. He got married to one very beautiful woman. And then she died at a very young age. And he went mad. And then he started going around the street and he says, saying to himself, that if I only knew you would die so young, I would have never given my heart to you. So because he gave his heart to her, she died. So his heart was destroyed. But if you give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never die. So that love will remain forever and forever. So this is the difference between the love of makhluk and love of khaliq. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that any time in the middle of the night also you wake up and you call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is there with you. But anybody else's love, you got love for your wife. Very mubarak and blessed, you got, there's nothing wrong with it also. But at night, gee, you're thinking of her, she's gone to somewhere else. Or even she's sleeping right next to you and you're thinking of her. She's fast asleep. And you call out to her, she give you one shot, please go sleep, you're troubling me now. I'm very tired. She's not worried about you. So that Allah's love is, anytime you call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is prepared. Now what you want? I want to talk to you. You can make the dhikr of Allah. You can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every single moment. So the love of any makhluk in creation, they will come to an end. But the love of Allah ta'ala will remain in this dunya also, in the qabr also, on the day of qiyamah also, and forever in Jannah. So this is the difference between the love of the khaliq and the love of the makhluk and the creation. The love of the creation is very be'wafa. They are not very, very faithful. One person, he was married, his wife asked him one day, and many times women ask the husband this question. Shouldn't ask the question actually, because most of the husbands speak lies. He asked, if I pass away, will you get married after I pass away? So the husband said, I don't think I'll get married after that day. So she says, no man, I think you have to get married. And all the men know themselves, they are very, very weak. Women are much more stronger than men. If a man passes away, many times the woman doesn't get married again. She can manage without a husband. But the man, he can't manage without the wife. It's very difficult for him. So he, before she passes away, already he's got somebody in mind. So anyhow, this woman, she asked the husband that you'll get married. He said, no, I won't get married. She said, no man, I'm sure you'll get married. You've got a lot of needs. How are you going to manage in the house? You have to get married. He said, okay, if you're insisting, I might get married. So he says, okay, then if you get married, will the woman sleep in my room also? So he said, I suppose so, where else we're going to move? I'm sure she'll sleep there. He said, in the same bedroom also? In the same bed also? He said, yeah, I'm sure she'll sleep there. She does all my kitchen utensils. He said, I'm sure now if you pass away, what are we going to do? We're not going to bury it. We are going to use it. So now she's getting a bit more upset, irritated. And she said, my golf clubs also? You'll allow her to use it? He said, no, she's left-handed. So he already in his mind, before she passed away already, he's already got somebody in his mind. So that's how unfortunately bear wafa we are in this dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that, Allah will never leave us. You got your wife also, you got so much of love for you. A time comes in her life when you pass away and she's forced, she gets married also to somebody else. Your children, they become somebody else's khadim, slaves. Your money goes to somebody else. But Allah ta'ala will never leave you. Allah will always remain with that person. So in today's time, the greatest thing to get is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any other love we are running after, we are fools. And this is the greatest thing which a person must strive for. And if a person has attained this year, the enjoyments of the whole world, Allah has placed in his muhabbat. The love of anything else in this world will make a person parashan, will make a person worried. Today, unfortunately, many of our youngsters are going to drugs. It's such a problem of drugs. And the one major reason is we're not giving them the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, that if you take a dog and you're pulling the meat away from his mouth, or the bone, I mean, if you're pulling the bone away from his mouth, you're trying to grab it away, it's going to bite you, it's going to destroy you. Because it's getting enjoyment from that bone. So don't pull that bone away. Just take meat and give it to that animal. And the dog automatically will drop that meat, it'll run to the bone, it'll drop the bone, it'll run to the meat, and you can take away that bone. People of dunya are running towards the enjoyments of this dunya, because they are finding enjoyment in there, they are thinking there's enjoyment in there. Whereas they have not understood what enjoyment is. One wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I think it was Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, خَرَجَ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَذُقْ أَلَذَّ الْأَشْيَا. The people of dunya have come out of this dunya, they left this world, they passed away. And they haven't tasted the most enjoyable thing in this world. And what is that, the most enjoyable thing? He says, مَعْرِفَةُ ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person has got recognition, he will get the muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people are leaving this world. And even though a person is involved in ibadat, very mubarak, blessed, but one is an ibadat which is done with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Hazrat says, that if you are married also, you got love for your wife, it's mubarak, blessed. I mean, you are just living with your wife because of the children. Then you are living, you are husband and wife. But another person is that person who is living with his wife and he's got muhabbat, he's got love, ishq for his wife. And how much more enjoyment is in that marriage? So if a person lives in this world and he's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person will get true enjoyment. Allama Busayri rahmatullah has mentioned a beautiful poem. He says, "One nafsu ka tifli." The nafs of a person is like a small child. In tuhmilhu shabba ala hubir rada. If you leave that, the child, it will grow up having love for milk. Wa in tuftimhu yanfatimi. But if you have to wean off the child will easily become weaned off. So he says, for example, the child now is enjoying that milk. And it's getting a lot of enjoyment in that milk. Because it finds so much of benefit. There's a lot of taste and enjoyment for the child. It hasn't tasted anything else in the world as yet. It's only tasted milk. To take out the child from that milk is difficult. It's because it's a mujahada, because the child is getting so much of enjoyment. The child has to make some sacrifice. The minute it makes that sacrifice and comes out of that milk, now you'll start getting the enjoyment of biryani. Now you'll start getting the enjoyment of samosas. Now you'll start getting the enjoyment of meat, of roast. So many other, this now hundreds of different kinds of foods will be put in front of him. Fruits, vegetables, what and what Allah has created for us. all of the enjoyments you will get. But before that, he thought the only enjoyment is in this milk. But he had to make some sacrifice, come out of it. And we know when a child is, you wean the child off. A child is crying. Many, many people say the easy way, you send it to the in-law's house. See, then you relax. And you have a nice sleep in there. The poor mother-in-law, she must set up the 1-2 nights. Child is crying now, he's parashan. But as soon as the child comes out of it, he makes a bit of sacrifice. And now he'll start getting the enjoyment. So we also, unfortunately, we are living in a world of dunya, of guna and sin. So we think the only enjoyment is in guna and sin. When a person comes out of this guna and sin, that guna and sin is for a short while, a bit of enjoyment it is. As Hazrat Hakim Sadaan Barakatum gives an example, a person got an itch, he's scratching all the time, and he's getting enjoyment by scratching. He's scratching, scratching, and he's feeling nice, I'm scratching. For a short while, then the pain goes down, then again it starts. And again it goes down, again the pain starts. So he's thinking that I'm getting enjoyment. His friend also got the same problem, but his friend decides I have to cure myself. So the friend goes to the doctor gives him a laxative. He takes a laxative, and now you see him running to the toilet. Whole night, the other friend is sleeping nicely, comfortably. This man, you see him running up and down the toilet, he's going. But his system is getting cleaned out. Now after 2 days, he made a bit of sacrifice. But now after 2 days, that itch has completely stopped. The rash has gone away. Now his body is 100%. Now there's no more scratching, no more itching. Now he's living an enjoyable life, and he's seeing his poor friend scratching all the time. And his friend is thinking there's enjoyment in that scratching. But the true enjoyment that other man is getting now, when he hasn't got the parashani and worry. So the people of dunya also, they are involved in their guna and their sins. They thinking there's enjoyment in that day. I am watching a movie. I'm getting so much of enjoyment. They haven't understood what the Ahlullah are getting in the tahajjud namaz. What enjoyment there is. In making tilawat of Quran Sharif. In making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In just making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What enjoyment there is. Whatever guna and sin a person is involved in. For a short while is enjoyment. But after it's like that scratch and that itch. You get a bit of enjoyment for a short while. You saw that woman one time. You see. Last time, I'm not going to see a woman after this. So you looked at her nicely, you got enjoyment. After 5 minutes, again, the desire comes within a person. Let me see this other woman. Maybe there's something in this other woman. So much so, Hazrat Anwar rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that if a person has to make zina with every single woman on the surface of the earth, besides one woman, this thought will come to him, you know what, that enjoyment which I'm looking for, I think is in the last woman. His desires will never become satiated. It will continue increasing and increasing and increasing. We cannot stop our desires, as Hazrat will mention later on. There's not a shahwat, the desire is within a person. Only the love of Allah Ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will quench it, will quell it. So this, today, generally the whole world is running towards guna and sin. Why they are looking at, they're finding some benefit, outward benefit. But that benefit is very, very short-lived. It's for a short while. And it makes a person more parishan. You get that enjoyment for a short while. Why does a person take drugs? He got a bit of enjoyment for a few seconds. Now he takes it a second time. Then he takes it a third time. Then he takes it a fourth time. Because now he's getting that enjoyment and he wants more and more. And he doesn't stop there. Any guna and sin, when a person starts doing it, he wants more. A person, for example, he's making zina. He made zina one time, he said, once in my life I want to do this thing. But now the sickness becomes more stronger in a person. Second time he wants to do it. Third time, more and more and more. A person has got bad nazri. He can't stop looking at other women. He looks one time, the desire comes within him a second time, a third time, a fourth time. And he tells himself, only last time, after this I'm not going to do any more guna. I just want to look one more time. But after 10 minutes again, the desire comes within a person. The only way to stop this desires within a person is to control one's desires. Put sharp brakes on it. In the beginning it's difficult, and as the time goes, it becomes easier and easier and easier. Like that small child, in the first time he wants to walk, it's difficult. He falls down also, he wakes up, he falls down, he wakes up. But as he continues trying, it becomes easier and easier. After a short while, he's running. The person thinks, I can't control my gazes. It's so difficult, impossible. I'm walking around and I'm seeing women. It's impossible. Can a person ever look after his gazes in this world, in this time? But he must try. Start off at least. Do it for 1 day, 2 days. In the beginning it's difficult. You make 50 mistakes. Then you make a bit of a sacrifice. And then a person will see how Allah's help will come to that person. Then the halawat of iman, the sweet taste of iman will fail in his heart. The enjoyment of this dunya, Allah will open up to that person. So all of the enjoyments of this dunya are not in akhirat only. In the dunya, Allah has kept it. He's kept it for his lovers, for his ashiks. So we should... Let Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that Allah opens up our eyes, that in guna and sin we do not see any more fun. That if I do this guna, if I this gambling, I have to go to this resort, I have to go to this place, there my enjoyment is there. Allah has kept our enjoyment in our heart. And the person whose heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is the most fortunate. Allah has created two parts of our bodies. One is our physical body. And the physical body is made of sand. So the physical body, for its nourishment, it needs sand. The food we are eating is from sand. The houses we are living in is made from sand. Whatever a person has in this world is made from sand, because our physical bodies are made of sand. But the main part of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the main part is your heart. If the heart is right, then the whole body will be right. And the ruh, the soul, the heart which has come, it has come from the heavens. Min amri rabbi. It is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the food of the soul also comes from the heavens. The food of the soul comes from the heavens. If a person wants to make himself happy by all the outward things of this world, if I watch this movie, I'll get enjoyment. You won't get enjoyment in the day. You will make the soul more parishan. You are putting poison in the soul. That person is going more in depression, more in problems, more in fikr, more. He'll become more, his mind will become more and more depressed. He will get more depression. So many, many people in the world today are looking for their success. They are looking, as Hazrat mentions always, that we are looking in the wrong place. That person, he was looking for his gold coin in his, outside on the street, and there's a bright light there. So he thought, I'll find it. Yeah, he's looking for it, looking for it. His friend came, he's looking for it for 15, 20 minutes. Then he told his friend asked him, where you lost the coin? He said, no, I lost it in my tent shanty. He said, what are you looking for it outside here? He said, no, here the lights are very, very bright. He said, but you can carry on looking for it till the cows go home. Till Qiyamah you can carry on looking for it, you'll never find it here. You lost it in your tent shanty, go there, put your hand, there's no light there outwardly. Put your hand there, you'll find it in a few minutes. So we are looking for our success in the light, bright lights of the dunya, of Hollywood and Bollywood and all of these people. It's not there. It's kept in the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outwardly it looks very, very dark. But a person will follow that path, inshallah he will find his success. He will get the enjoyment of dunya and he will get the enjoyment of akhirah. So this is the demand in this time here, to build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then your person, and every single person, Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. No person knows what enjoyment Allah has kept hidden for that person. It's kept in the heart of a person. And that person will get such enjoyment, that nobody else in this world will come to know of that enjoyment. And Hazrat Rakim Sa'adam Barakatu mentions, the reason for this is, that Allah Ta'ala has given us an imtihan in this world. If we could see that enjoyment the other person is enjoying, then there shouldn't have been an imtihan. Then we'll all say, you know what? See that enjoyment he's getting, I want that enjoyment. So Allah has kept it hidden in the heart of a person. Such enjoyment the awliya Allah get, the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So much so, one wali of Allah said, that if the kings of the world knew what enjoyment we are getting in our hearts, they will be prepared to sacrifice the whole kingdoms, to cut open our hearts, and to take out the love of Allah Ta'ala, that enjoyment we are getting in this world. So Allah has kept the true enjoyment of this dunya in our hearts, in our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq that we bring this connection with Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. So Hazrat mentions thereafter, Dil diya ghairku, jis nabi wanada nikla. Whoever has given his heart to anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he came out to be a foolish person. He was an idiot. How could he have given his heart? Ahle dil, I call ahle dil, the people of the heart, the awliya Allah. Why are they called ahle dil? As Rakim Sa'adam al-Barakatuh says, for a long while I thought over it, and then it came to me that they have placed their heart by the one who has given them the heart. Allah has given them the heart, so they took their heart and they gave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and we are giving our heart to somebody else besides Allah ta'ala, it will make a person mad. As Rakim Sa'adam al-Barakatuh has mentioned this also many times, that this famous story of that one person who went to the mad hospital, and in the mad hospital he saw one person, he was just out all the time, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. He said, what's wrong with this person here? All the time, Shabnam. So the person in charge told him, you know, this man went mad. He fell in love with one woman called Shabnam. So much of love for her, and she got married to somebody else. So because of that, he went mad. So he's in a mad hospital. Such a very bad case. They carried on further. Next room, they came there. Met one person there, and he's crawling. Arr, arr, arr. So now what's wrong with this person? He said, no, this person got married to Shabnam. So the one who never got Shabnam, he also got mad. And the one who got Shabnam, he also went mad. So these are the people of the dunya. We are giving our hearts to everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give your heart to the one who has given you a heart. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that one who has given it, he's a foolish person. He says from the beautiful garden he has come out. And he has gone into the desert. And he's become a thorn in the desert. What value Allah has given. Insan, Allah ta'ala has given insan great, great value. Today I was reading an article that Allah has given insan great value, and Allah Ta'ala created insan. Khalaqtu bi yaday. Allah doesn't have hands, but Allah is showing that I've created you with my hands. It means so much of emphasis Allah Ta'ala when He created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, He created insan. And the first thing Allah Ta'ala, He covered insan, the private parts of a human being. Allah Ta'ala concealed us. And Shaitan's first effort on human beings was to remove the clothing of man. Shaitan made effort, Adam alayhi salam must eat from the forbidden fruit. And the effect of the forbidden fruit was that a person's clothes would be removed. So this is Shaitan's attack till today, and unfortunately today's time they've got these scanners in the airports, etc. They are trying to remove the clothing from human beings slowly, slowly, to a great extent. They are making efforts that man must become naked. He must become like an animal. And they say there is no difference between us and animals. But Allah has definitely created a difference. Insan, the nature of insan, by nature, when Adam al-Islam's clothes fell off, immediately he looked for leaves. He started covering himself, because the nature of man is that he must cover himself. So Allah Ta'ala has given us that this is our nature. If we keep our nature, Allah will give us izzat and honor. And a person who lowers himself, he destroys that nature which Allah has given him. Allah says they are like animals. Actually, they are worse than animals. An animal also got some shame within it. You won't find an animal going to the same species. You'll never find a male monkey going to another male monkey. See, even amongst the animals, they've got certain rules and regulations which they follow. But when human beings, and they leave the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and they leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go lower than animal also. So he says this person also, he had such honor Allah had given him, he lowers himself to such a state that he becomes the thorn in a desert. It's completely useless and valueless. And anybody who goes into guna and sin, this is normally what happens to that person. Allah has given a person honor, Allah has given a person respect, Allah has given us a topi, Allah has given us kurta. People say, mashallah, Hazrat, Maulana. But make a mistake in life, person falls into zina. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah Ta'ala conceals a person. But a person continuously does it. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala exposes a person. And the person is so disgraced after that, so embarrassed. He was hiding from the whole world. As my Yunus Patel Sahib mentioned, that one person was involved in zina. So he used to go by this prostitute places or whatever. So it happened that a woman passed away. After he had relations with her, she had a heart attack and she passed away. So the police now, they looked through her files and they found out that the last person to visit her was this man here. So perhaps he had murdered her. So they went to his house. Now imagine in front of all his family people, everybody, they pulled him out. What embarrassment, what disgrace. And they locked him up in jail. Then they did a test and they found out, no, it was a heart attack. She passed away because of a heart attack. So then they took him out. But he told Maulana that tell the people my story so they can take lesson also. That how I was embarrassed, how I was disgraced. I thought nobody will ever catch me out. But if Allah wants to disgrace a person, and Allah Ta'ala normally doesn't disgrace a person, but it can happen. Another person, see, he told Maulana that, you know, I went one day to these hotels. And I was staying all alone there. So you get these pornographic films. You pay so much of money or whatever. And I was watching it. So the next day when I came out of the hotel, when I came downstairs to pay, so the cashier is asking me, you paid this amount here, where's the money for this movie that you watched? And he says there were all other Muslim people standing around. So I tried to cover up. I was feeling embarrassed. Now they gave the name so loud, everybody heard. So I said, no, it's not me. So then he started making a bigger noise. He said, no, definitely it's you. I got it written here. The person said, I felt so embarrassed. Then I realized that how Allah Ta'ala can disgrace a person. So it mustn't happen that we are such honor Allah has given us, and such respect, especially us in the khanka. Now we're looking at another man's wife. And that person becomes upset with us. He comes and wants to meet us. Because they regard us, they regard the people in the khanka. Mashallah, you are pious people. Allah has given izzat and honor. Just by wearing the topi, by wearing a kurta, Allah is giving honor to a person. People say, Hazrat, make dua for me. We know ourselves, we are nothing. But people come and ask us for du'as. Allah has given us izzat, but do not destroy this izzat and honor which Allah has given us. So he says that person who he gives his heart to anybody else, he's supposed to have been at the garden, the rose in the garden. He became now the thorn of the desert. Sari dunya ki khirat aayi fida hone ko, jab kabhi josh junu cha gareba nikla. He says, I think the brains of the whole world, they will sacrifice themselves also when they will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because normally a person's brains prevent him from humbling himself before any Allah wala. A person says, no, me, you know, I'm a very great person. I got a lot of knowledge. I understand. But a person, when he humbles himself before Allah wala's, to get the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to let our aql and our brains go down. And let the love of Allah ta'ala come up. There are two parts of our body. One is the heart and one is our brains. But more important is the heart. And the heart, the brain is very important also. But the brain must be, the heart controls the brain. So normally many, many people, because of the intelligence, why must I humble myself before somebody else? Why must I go to any sheikh? I'm very intelligent, I know. I want to get the muhabbat of Allah myself. Many of the philosophers in the past, they never accepted the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's call. They said that the Anbiya alayhi salam are very, very great, very pious people. But we've got a lot of understanding. So we don't need the Anbiya alayhi salam to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can reach Allah ta'ala directly. So the great, great philosophers like Aristotle and these people who we hear about in history, but because of that, they went completely astray and they were completely destroyed. So a person has to humble himself. Dard milta hai tere dard ke bimaro se. You will get the muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the people who have got the sickness of the love of Allah ta'ala in their heart. Who are sick with the love of Allah, you will get it from them. Shaykh fir sare jahan se bhi meherban nikla. And when you get the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will understand that my shaykh, he's the most meherban, the most kind. What ihsan and favor he has done upon me. He took me out of the darkness of the dunya, of the filth of this dunya, and he brought me into the enjoyment of akhirah, enjoyment of this dunya also. What favors he had done upon me. He made my married life beautiful again. He taught me akhlaq and character. He taught me iman. He taught me the road to Jannah. Then a person will realize what his sheikh is, and he will appreciate his sheikh, And all the time you will make dua for his Shaykh. And this is actually our duty and responsibility to make a lot of dua for our Shaykh, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sa'ad wa Barakatuh. How much of effort Hazrat makes many, many times when Hazrat to give bayan, it's difficult for him. But in Ramzan we see, now after Asr, normally Hazrat you see when he speaks, every 5-10 minutes his mouth becomes dry. And it's very difficult for Hazrat to speak for long without drinking water. But in Ramzan, what sacrifice Hazrat makes, especially on Sunday, sometimes we see Hazrat gives a bayan in the morning, 1.5 hours, 1 hour. And then after Asr again he speaks. And the only object is to get the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala for us to benefit. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, because we are all murids of our Shaykh. I will just mention one, for us to get a bit of azmat for our Shaykh. And it is mentioned also that we should always speak about our Shaykh and the kamalat amongst the murideen, so that we can get the azmat of our Shaykh. When we were in Pakistan, I mentioned this before, but just a reminder also, when we were Bahadur Hakim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Pakistan, so Hazrat was very sick that time. This was, till now he's sick, but Allah has given him life still. This was about 10, 12 years ago. Hazrat used to do very little bit traveling. So while we stayed there for about, Allah's Fadl, we stayed there for about 3.5 months. So in that time, Hazrat only made two safars. The one safar Hazrat made to Mufti Rashid Ridwani Rahmatullah his madrasa. Hazrat had passed away, so they invited him, so Hazrat went there. And all the kafala, whole about 20, 30 cars also went, and it came out in the newspapers. It was a big thing. And the second time, when Hazrat went for a safar, and we saw a great awliya coming there, Hazrat Muridin, mashallah, what and what awliya they are. Very, very great Buzrugani Deen. When they came to the Khanka also, Hazrat used to tell them, right, man, you must give the bayan. Hazrat said them, right, go to the madrasa, give a bayan in my madrasa. So they used to go. There was one very great alim from Pakistan. When he gave a bayan one day in the masjid, Hazrat came out from his room, and Hazrat said, I have to come for this bayan also. So Hazrat came for this alim's bayan. He's also a very close khalifa of Hazrat Hakim Sadam Barakatum. Then when Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sadam Barakatum came, then Hazrat also made sure he came out for the bayan. From his room, in a wheelchair, he came and he sat next to Hazrat. And then he said certain ash'ar and certain poems. And then he told that, I have not mentioned these poems to anybody in my life before. This is the first time I'm mentioning these poems. Say there are some secrets in my heart, which even Mirsab, who is close heart, and he doesn't know also. But today, because Hazrat Mawlana is here, I'm mentioning this ash'ar and these poems. So when the Shaykh has got so much of love for the murid. And then after that, there's a second time we saw Hazrat Hakim Sahab traveling. When he told Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab that you must go now to a certain place, to his madrasa, and give a bayan there. Hazrat said that you are going, I'm also coming with you. So then Hazrat went, and Hazrat Hakim Sahab came. A lot of effort sacrificed for him to come out into a wheelchair, lying on the bed, he's paralyzed, put him on a wheelchair, put him in the car, 20 minutes drive. It's not easy for Hazrat, but anyhow he went there. And then Hazrat sat next to Hazrat Mawlana, Hazrat Hakim Sahab sat next to Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab. And then he told the students that, you see this Mawlana, yeah, he got a very big madrasa. Hazrat's madrasa is 2,500 students there. He's saying this is a big madrasa. He said, but to show the students that he's got a very big madrasa there, and he's my Khalifa. And he said, listen to him very, very carefully, and don't let his simplicity deceive you. Hazrat Hakim Sahab said, don't let his simplicity deceive you. Because one is outward, this, what a person regarded as haq, he regarded as nothing, but what high rank and level he has got. So the awliya Allah, especially with the Shaykh, he speaks about the murid, that he's got so much of love of Allah Ta'ala. And one of the murids mentioned to us there, that one day Hazrat Hakim Sa'ad wa Barakatuh mentioned to the people, that you people are in Pakistan, you are so close here. But unfortunately the people from far away have come and have taken my treasures. See, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib and Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib have come and taken my treasures away from me. And you people are, you are right here and you're not taking the benefit from me. So the awliya Allah, they understand exactly who is taking what, who has got what in their hearts. So we, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make qadr also for our Shaykh. Not that we, he's a very great Shaykh, mashallah, but you don't take the benefit from him. Like you got the best doctor in the world. You say, you know my doctor, and people are proud today, you know. I got the most experienced doctor in the country. I'm very, very sick, that he means, see, we get happy. But I got such a wealthy doctor, I go by him. So, but you go to him, you meet him all the time, you're even giving him money, you're giving him hadiahs and presents, but you don't ever tell him, I've got the sickness. I want to get cured from this here. So how can that person tell you now? Oh, this, he's such a good doctor. You just tell him, I got this problem here. He'll give you a medication. 5 minutes time, you'll see you better already. But he's suffering from an illness for 10, 15 years, but you're not telling the doctor. So we take benefit from the mashayikh. Not only that we are sitting in their company and we are giving them hadiahs and gifts, but the main thing is to take whatever ta'alima they have got, what they are teaching, and to take it, bring it into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq. He says here, the dard and the love of Allah will get from those who have got the love of Allah in their heart. And then the Shaykh will become out the most meherba, the most kind and the most compassionate, and we should make dua for our Shaykh at that time. Nare shahwat mein nazar aaye andhere dil ko, noore taqwa dile mu'min mein darakhsha nikla. He says that in the nar of shahwat, in the fire of desires, a person will see his heart will become dark, it will become black. A person won't be able to see anything after the day. Then a person can't differentiate between sometimes his mother also. A person can't differentiate between his daughter also. And in shahwat and desire, what and what a person does. And many, many people say, me, I got no desires. For this woman, yeah, I can never have desires. But the Hazrat Hakim Sahib gives a beautiful example. He says that one day, there are cats. When the cat comes out, and there are mice, the mice are all playing around, they're all running around. But when the cat comes out, then the mice, they start running. They run very, very fast. And they don't care where they run. Some will run into a black hole, some will run into a green hole, into a filth and dirt, somewhere and where a person will run. So Hazrat says similarly, when the nar of shahwat, the desire comes within a person, and he's got so much of shahwat in him, then he forgets everything. And now in his own worry which hole he goes into. Whether it's an ugly woman, whether it's a pretty woman, whether it's a Muslim, whether it's a non-Muslim, whether his own daughter, whether his own daughter-in-law. And so many of these cases unfortunately have happened. My brother Rivan was mentioning, this one youngster told him, he says one day, and this is also, we should always be very, very careful. That's why our Buzruganadeen, they've got a lot of taqwa, piety, they are very, very careful. So one day this one youngster, he mentioned this to Rivan himself. He says that his wife one day, he told his wife he's going to get married again. Second wife, she got upset, she started crying. She was very depressed about it. So she went in the room and she was crying for quite a while. So the father, her father-in-law, he came, he saw her crying, so he went to console her. He said, my Betty, why are you crying? And he held her, and he was like speaking to her. So when he started holding her, shaitan is within every person. Inna shaitan yajri min al-insani majradam. Shaitan flows in our body. Wrong thoughts started coming into his mind. And now he started holding her in the wrong way. And the masala, according to the Hanafi mazhab, is if you touch your daughter-in-law or your mother-in-law with lust and shahwat and desire, the nikah is broken off completely. There's no way possible for the husband and wife to ever get back together again. It's impossible to get back together. You touch your mother-in-law with lust and you got an erection, for example, or your desires increased, then after that, the nikah is broken off totally. Even if you gave your wife 3 talaqs, she's possible, there's a possibility you can still get back to her some way where you get married, she gets married to somebody else, and the whole long process. But in this way, yeah, when you touch her with lust, if the father-in-law touches the daughter-in-law, then the nikah between the daughter-in-law and the son is broken off forever and forever. It's impossible for them ever to come back together again. This father was a pious person also, and he always hosting ulama. But now at this time, when it comes to such disgrace and embarrassment, what is a person going to do at this time? His daughter-in-law immediately pulled away from him. She understood. Now for a few days, she's not going to her husband. So the husband asked her, what's wrong? So she told him the whole story. So now he was very parishan, worried. He went to his father. And he asked his father, my father, that is this true what has happened? So the father said, you know what, it's true what has happened, but now your wife, her mother, her parents passed away, she got nobody to look after her. She got 2 children, how is she going to carry on? Where is she going to go to? There'll be embarrassment for our family. If your mother comes to find out, how am I going to face her? So you keep quiet about it. And on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah Ta'ala has to ask you, then you put it on to me. Imagine for a person to say such a thing like this. So this person, he's saying now, he started living now, he lived with his wife. And it's haram, she's broken off, the marriage is broken off, but he continued living with her. And he says that after another child was born from her, a third child, the first 2 children, he himself made them hafiz. And they became very good hafiz of Quran. But this child, no matter how much he tried to make this child a hafiz, this child wasn't becoming hafiz of Quran. He tried so much, because the child was born illegitimate, the child, it was a haram child. See, so this is when shaitan deceives a person. What and what a person can do. So a person must never ever trust himself. There's narrow shahwat, the desires which come within a person. You should have a lot of... That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alhamu al-maut. The brother-in-law is like death. Parda between the brother-in-law, his cousins. Many, many people make a mock of it. We don't understand it. Today, so much so, the ulama say that even the father and daughter, they have to be careful. When the daughter becomes baligh, Shah Mullah Abdul Ghani Purpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, when his daughter became baligh, he never used to raise his gaze also at his own daughter. That's why, because it's a very high level of taqwa. We're not demanded also that we must do this here. But just to show the level of the taqwa they had. Because if a person touches his daughter with lust, and today unfortunately there's so many cases in our own country, where in one street in Lens, 3 cases of incest, brother and sister, father and daughter, these are happening very, very common, that girls, they dress so tight clothing, that the father gets desire for his own daughter. The son gets desire for his own sister, a brother and sister. And these are the nara shahwat, the desire which comes within a person can destroy a person. That is why taqwa is so important, and to have abstinence within a person, and to also the things which will lead a person towards guna and to abstain from that day also. We should be very, very particular about these things. So as it says, nur taqwa, if you call the light of taqwa, it will make the heart of a believer full of light. This will create nur in a person's life, and that enjoyment in a person's life will come when a person has got the nur of taqwa. And has it mentioned somewhere else also? Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sadaam Barakatuh, that wherever nar e shahwat, there's only one thing which will remove the nar of shahwat, the fire of shahwat and desire within a person. That's nur at taqwa. The light of taqwa and the light of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only thing which will help and save a person from falling into guna and sin. Many people say, I can't control my eyes. Why they can't control their eyes? Because they are getting some enjoyment. But when a person is getting the enjoyment of the muhabbat of Allah in his heart, the enjoyment he's getting, halawat of iman is getting in his heart, whenever he's lowering his gaze, and he's feeling that halawat of iman, the sweet taste of iman, now he won't be foolish enough. Then why must I give away this wonderful taste of iman for looking at this woman, and I'm not going to get anything also. Besides, high, of source. He's looking at that woman, he's getting nothing at all. He's only getting regrets in his life. And I mentioned this example last week, and somebody told me they appreciated this example, that every single person's lizzat and enjoyment is written for a person. Whatever you're going to get enjoyment, like Rosie, is written for you. You are going to get sustenance. If Allah Ta'ala has put 1 million rand for you, you are going to get that 1 million rand. But you've got a choice now. You can either get that 1 million rand in a halal way, or you can get it in a haram way. You've got a choice. So if you want to rob the bank, you rob the bank, you get the 1 million rand, they lock you up in jail for 20 years, you got that 1 million rand for 20 years. Another person goes the halal way. Every month is getting 5,000, 5,000, and within 20 years he gets it the halal way. So he got that money, but he got it in the halal way, he got it with izzat and respect. The other person got the money, but he got it in the wrong way, so he goes to embarrassment and disgrace. So similarly, enjoyment and lizzat, which a person will get, is written for a person. You're going to get so much of enjoyment. Now you got a choice. If you're going outside and you're looking at one woman, second woman, you're getting a little bit enjoyment here, a little bit enjoyment there, a little bit enjoyment there. All that enjoyment, you're getting little bit. Now when you come home and you look at your wife, that enjoyment which was written for that day for your wife, you won't get that enjoyment. Because now you saw all the other women, so that enjoyment which was written for you is finished. Use it in the haram way. But that person who looked after his eyes, one is he will get the halawat and the sweet taste of iman in his heart. Together with that, he will get that enjoyment in his wife. All those women, the enjoyment of all of them, Allah Ta'ala will put it in his wife. Now when he will look at his wife, she will be the whore of Jannah for him. Otherwise, she can be the most beautiful woman also in the world. But when he looks at her, she will look like a witch. And Hazrat mentions also that you look at this woman, the street woman, or even worse, on the television, on his films, those women are all deception. In real life, they also themselves are not so beautiful. They just make up, a bit of makeup put there. If you stay with them for one day, see, after 1-2 hours, you get tired of them also. When they wake up in the morning, they're not wearing all that makeup in the day. That's all a deception. So a person is falling into the deception. He thinks, hey, if I look at this, now we're looking at those things, and now our expectations of our own wives are very, very high. So now a person gets married, he looks at his wife, she's not so pretty like that woman on the TV. So already he's already tired of her. But if he was controlling himself, now any woman he looks at, the enjoyment he's going to get there, how much of enjoyment that person will get. And now Hazrat gives a beautiful example, that a person goes to work in the morning, and he takes his, he got no food also, he's a very poor person, he doesn't take any food. He goes, 12 o'clock, the biryani comes out, the akni comes out of his friends. So now there's one of two things he can do. He can be an honorable person. He says, you know what, I won't go by these people, I'll stay far away from them, I'm going to read my Zohar namaz. Another person, he's sitting there, he goes, he asks him, can you tell me the time? He knows the time, there's so big clocks everywhere. He says, tell me the time. He says, 1 o'clock. He says, hey, very nice food you got there. He says, biryani, why don't you join me? He says, no, I don't feel like joining you, but never mind. You're forcing, insisting, so he sits down, and he enjoys himself with the biryani. Then he goes by the other friend with the akni. So now he's eaten 3-4 people's food. Now he's nice and full. Now he comes home 5 o'clock, his wife got some dal roti there. He looks at her, he gets angry, what kind of food you made here? He's full now. He's got that enjoyment already, and he's upset with her, and he's saying, what's the problem? And now he doesn't want to eat the food, and his salt is like this, and he's complaining all the time. But the other man who came home now, 5 o'clock, he's hungry, the whole day he never eaten anything at all. And now the wife brought dal roti in front of him. How much of relish he will eat that food, so much of enjoyment he will get. Similarly, a person who goes out to the marketplaces, to all the places outside, and he's looking at all those beautiful women. He's looking at all those aknis and the biryanis. See, who doll themselves up in all the beautiful ways. And he's eating from them, getting their enjoyment. Now he comes home to his dal roti. His wife is dal roti. He's coming back to her. So now he looks at her, he's got a problem with her. You like this, you like that. But if he controlled himself, and now he comes back, that dal roti, that wife of yours, will taste more better than the biryani. It tastes better than akni also. So he's a person has to control himself. That lizzat and enjoyment, Allah has kept it in our wives, and Allah has kept it in his muhabbat. He says, after a long while, I was able to understand the ahl muhabbat, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who I regarded as khak, as nothing at all, he became out to be a very, very valuable jewel. Because it's not the outward of a person, it is what is in the heart of a person, which Allah has got great, great value for. Once the Sahaba radiallahu anhu was standing with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one person walked past. So the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked, what can you tell me about this person? He said, you know, this person here, he's got such value. Anybody he proposes for, they'll get him their daughter married to him. He makes sifarish intercession for anybody, they'll accept it. He says anything, people will run to him, they will accept whatever he's got to say. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh, okay, very good. After a short while, another person passed, another very simple sahabi. This first person was either a munafiq, a hypocrite, or was a kafir, a disbeliever. But in this dunya, he had a lot of wealth, a lot of status, honor, respect. This other person walked past now, a very ma'amuli sahabi, who had nothing of dunya, no looks also. He never looked so handsome. Very simple person. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what can you tell me about this person? So the sahaba radiallahu anhu said, you know, this person here, if he goes to propose somewhere, they'll never ever accept his proposal. If he makes sifarish, he intercedes, ask somebody for intercession, they'll never ever accept it. If he speaks, nobody listens to him. So he got like no value in society. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, Wallah, but Allah, he says, that the second person, he is far better than 1,000 of those other people. You got 1,000 of the other people. This one person is far, far greater than him. So that person you regarded as ma'amuli, as nothing at all. But his heart had connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the eyes of Allah, this person is very, very valuable. Zahide khushk to chota pire mugha ki sadaqe hamil dard huwa ghair se nala nikla. A person was a zahide khushk. He used to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He worshipped rid namaz, zakat, hajj. He was doing all of those things. But he never had the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sat in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he started getting that hamil, he started getting the dil, the pain of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Now this person becomes so valuable in the world. He's far exceeds every single person. He's far superior to every single person now, because he's got the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Buzurg say, that if a person is a zahid, he abstains from the dunya, and he's making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's like a person sitting in a car, and he's going from here to Durban. He will reach Durban, but after 6 hours. And a person has got the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's flying to Durban, he's in an aeroplane, in a jet, and outwardly he's not doing so much of ibadat also. But he's, the amount of time he's going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in few seconds, in minutes, he is crossing the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, compared to another person who is going on a slow path. So this is the benefit of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Buzurgs have mentioned also, that a person has got ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is 2 rakats of namaz, compared to a person who hasn't got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is 1,000 rakats of namaz. The person who has got 2 rakats of namaz is far more valuable than that person's 1,000 rakats of namaz. And this is from the hadith, it is proven, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the sahaba had to spend 1 mud in the path of Allah ta'ala. And the other people after the sahaba had to spend so much in the path of Allah, you can never, the whole Mount of Uhud also. Why? Because the love of Allah which they had, the connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared to the other people. So a person who has got Allah in his heart, this is the level that person will get. Hai us katrae dariyae muhabbat ka athar, jisko samjha tha ki katra hai wo darya nikla. The benefit of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it comes in a person's heart. And that person who you regarded as a drop in the ocean, nothing at all, he turned out to be a whole ocean. What and what that person has got within himself. The last line he writes, khar samjata jise ahle jahane akhtar, tamane fakar mein uske hi gulista nikla. That person who we in this world we regarded as khar, as a completely useless thing, as a thorn. But sitting in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turned out to be a garden. What and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. So this is the actual benefit of sitting with Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to get this muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our heart. We were supposed to speak about something else, but Allah ta'ala put it in the heart. We mentioned this poem, a very, very beautiful poem of our Hazrat. And as our Hazrat says many times, that if we just come for this one poem, and we get the lessons of these poems, and we attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person will go very, very far in life. And our whole life can be made just by one poem. To take the lessons of these poems. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, firstly, all of us, tawfiq and ability, to get this muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 3 very easy things we should do to get this love of Allah ta'ala. One is, stay in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat's majlis every week takes place here. Hazrat goes on safar. We should try to join whenever it's possible, to sit in the company of the awliya Allah. This inshallah will help a person very, very greatly to become a friend and lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we must have the desire within our heart. Innamal a'malu binniyat wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. Allah will give a person according to what he intends. If you want the love of Allah, Allah will give it to a person. Allah is looking for the talab. One day, one person, Hazrat Rakim Sahib Dhamma Barakatuh, mentions that many, many people got this doubt, that sometimes you go to the Sheikh, or we write letters to the Sheikh, and we don't get a reply from the Sheikh, or we don't, the answer, we are asking for something, we didn't get the answer as we wanted it. So a person gets doubt. So the main thing Hazrat mentions is talab. Allah wants to see you got talab in your heart. So Hazrat mentions his own halat, his own condition when he was in Pakistan, and his Sheikh was in India, Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So many times he used to have spiritual problems, something affecting him. So he used to write a letter to Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Namun Barakatu, Rahmatullah Ali. And now he says that now it was very, very difficult. At that time there was problems between India and Pakistan. So the mail used to go to England first, and from England used to go to India. So there was a long, and many times it used to get lost also in the mail. So you never used to get the letter reaching there. But Hazrat mentions that as soon as I used to write the letter, and as soon as I used to send it to the post box and put it inside, the minute I did that there, immediately whatever problems I had, it would be removed. So Allah wants to see the talab within a person. Have we got desire from within ourselves, or we haven't got talab? And Allah Ta'ala looks at the talab of a person. The one who got the more talab, Allah will give that person far greater. And the third thing we can do very, very simply is to make dua for this. Yeah. This was a dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba may yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. If you don't know the Arabic, the English. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love and for the love of those people who love you and for the love of those actions which will lead to your love. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love, for the love of those who love you and for the love of those people who will, or for the love of those a'mal and actions which will, which you love, which will lead to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ya Allah mentions His love first and a'mal, the actions third. And in between Allah mentions the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you call the lovers of Allah ta'ala, you will get love for the actions also, and you will get love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three things inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Sohbat of the awliya Allah, sitting in the company of the awliya, the friends of Allah ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having talab and desire within our hearts. By this inshallah, a person will progress very, very greatly. Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah.
متفرد بالكبرياء فليس يشبهه أحد متفرد بالكبرياء فليس يشبهه أحد لو شاء أغلق بابه عمن عصى ومن جحد متفرد بالكبرياء فليس يشبهه أحد لو شاء أغلق بابه عمن عصى ومن جحد طوبى لعبد صالح لجلال سيده سجد طوبى لعبد صالح لجلال سيده سجد متوحد متكبر سبحانه الفرد الصمد وله الكمال بغير حد والوجود بلا عدد متفرد بالكبرياء فليس يشبهه أحد لو شاء أغلق بابه عمن عصى ومن جحد متفرد بالكبرياء فليس يشبهه أحد لو شاء أغلق بابه عمن عصى ومن جحد متكبر سبحانه متفرد بالكبرياء له الجلال الأكبر له الجلال الأكبر كل الخلائق يعرفون بأنه رب الوجود على الوجود مسيطر متفرد بالكبرياء فليس يشبهه أحد لو شاء أغلق بابه عمن عصى ومن جحد. There's a few words of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, which are very beautiful words also in Arabic. He says, رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب ويتبعها الذل إدمانها وترك الذنوب حياة القلوب وخير لنفسك عصيانها. رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب ويتبعها الذل إدمانها. وترك الذنوب حياة القلوب ويتبعها وخير لنفسك عصيانها.
In other words, رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب. I've seen that what are the effects of sins, of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب. It kills the heart. It kills the hearts. It makes the hearts dead. And then ويتبعها الذل إدمانها. And a person who keeps on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over and over again, it leads to the destruction and it leads to the disgrace of such an individual. Then he says, وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ. By staying away from sins, it will give life to one's heart. And وَخَيْرُ لِنَفْسِكَ عَصِيَانُهَا.
One announcement before we make zikr, inshallah. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuh, will be making a safar to central Durban. There will be a Bukhari Sharif Khatam also in Harding. This will be on the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th of Muharram. That is not this coming, not this week, yeah? Not next week. Next week will be our monthly majlis, inshallah. Yawmul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Sabt, and Laylatul Ahad. The following week, next week. And then the week after that, inshallah, will be the 10th of Muharram, that weekend there. That weekend, 2 weeks' time, Hazrat will be making a safar to Durban. So any brothers want to join Hazrat, inshallah, when Hazrat comes back next week, they can please inform Hazrat. Hazrat said we must make the announcement this week, so brothers, if they can make some arrangements, preparations, if they want to join in that safar. Jazal.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکرے الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے, صرف قیامت باقی ہے. سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے. موج سے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے. اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سورہ رحمان پر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی, روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی. دل میں خدا کا نام بسا دو, بات کرو تم قرآنی, چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لو کہے سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. گرے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور و چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شانئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگوں پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس چل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں, رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. اب تک جو ہونا تا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں, ترک معاصی کا اے اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں, اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ وعدہ کرتے ہیں, اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے سب کہہ دو انشاءاللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنا وفی الآخرة حسنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. اللہم اعنا علی ذکرک وشکرک وحسن عبادتک. اللہم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خیرا من الاولى. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك وحب عمل الذي يبلغنا حبك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك وحب نبيك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن تسد عنا وجهك الكريم يوم القيامة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ بك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.